Let's move on from the quiz really quickly because I never want to talk about it again. But the V8 Supercars, Supercars Australia has been in the news in the last little while with what's happening in the world of sport. And we've got the CEO, Sean Seymour, who's been good enough to join us on the Breakfast Club. Good morning, Sean.
Good morning. How are you?
We're very well, thank you. Appreciate your time. How busy has the last couple of weeks been in Supercars, considering there's been some big decisions to make on the back of the Grand Prix situation, but also what it looks like going forward? How busy have you been?
Yeah, ironically, you think things would be quiet, but I think like anybody else in business at the moment, we're flat out scenario planning.
And I read with great interest last week that the 2020 Virgin Australia Supercars Championship could run into the early part of next year because you want to deliver a full season. How did you get to that outcome?
Oh, look, that's a conversation that we've been having with all of our partners, and obviously our priority is to deliver the 14 rounds. We've got plenty of room this year, but depending on when restrictions ease, we do need to be prepared to go into the early part of next year to deliver the championship, and we are.
So, obviously, there's three been postponed at the moment. Simmons Plains, Auckland and Perth are going to be run at a later date. Who knows what else happens in terms of which other events might need to be postponed. Is it just a matter of squeezing them in a bit tighter on the calendar, like midweek action, or is it always going to be weekend activity for the supercars?
Yeah, right now we're only looking at weekend activity. The teams have got plenty of experience being innovative with the calendar. Last year we did a back-to-back round, so we actually ran out of Tassie one weekend straight into Phillip Island the next weekend. So the teams have got experience in doing that. We know what the challenges are. You know, there's unique challenges coming out of different tracks. The cars need a lot more time to be repaired coming out of a street circuit than they do a racetrack because they take a lot more of a beating. So we understand the nuances. The teams are entrepreneurial folk and they always figure out a way to make it happen.
Sean, we have spoken to a number of sports through this challenging period and a lot of them are in trouble. Where do V8 Supercars sit at the moment just in regards to financially and how perilous it could potentially get? Hopefully it doesn't, but how potentially it could get for you?
Look, right now, the big question that we need to answer is when are we going to be able to go back racing again? And I think that's the same for any sport in terms of being able to generate audiences and tickets, etc. But then what does it look like when we get back? So we're working backwards from that. Obviously, if we have to do two-day race meetings, if we have to bunch up the calendar, if we have to do TV-only events. So we're working through all of those plans at the moment. Once we've got a very clear picture of what all of that looks like, then we're able to ascertain what we need to do in the short term to make it there. Obviously, the government advice is changing daily. There's a new stimulus package coming out this week. There's advice around gathering sizes changing almost daily. So we have to be flexible and agile, and that's exactly what we're doing, like every other business in Australia.
Do you come under any
absolutely
challenges with the venues themselves, Sean, that you booked in for dates, I imagine, a while ago? Having to change those, does that become difficult?
Look, certainly there's a couple of nuances, well, a few nuances, particularly around the building construction and deconstruction of street circuits, and Bathurst is something that you would want to move at your peril, right? So for us, Bathurst is very important to keep, and then for us, the other piece that we need to consider at the end of the year is the turnaround time between the Gold Coast and Newcastle, because we use a lot of the same infrastructure to build those tracks, so you can't have those two events too close. And then from there, all of the circuit owners that we work with, all of our government partners, all of our sponsors have been absolutely brilliant, very supportive, very flexible, and continue to do so as we go into week three.
So, Sean, how complicated could it be? I mean, we're seeing a situation where horse racing is continuing, at least at the moment, and there's no crowds. We saw the AFL season play its first round with no crowds. But if you've got a street circuit, it's almost impossible to keep crowds away. So how would you deal with that?
Yeah, look, I don't think that that we would consider street circuits for a TV-only product. That wouldn't make any sense. The cost of the build would make it uneconomical, let alone the ability to manage social distancing. So for us, what we're working on right now is getting our head count, our footprint, as low as possible to be able to deliver a TV-only product. Obviously, we've got 24 cars out there with significant pit crews, and then you layer in TV people, marshals, security. Quite quickly, we get up close to 500. So the operations team now focused on, at a racetrack, what's the minimum number of people we need there to deliver fans the best product on TV, and we're pretty comfortable with where we sit. Now it's just a matter of understanding the relaxation of any restrictions. We don't think they're just going to get lifted overnight. As we've eased in and it becomes stricter, we anticipate that they will ease off on the other side of it. So it's all about timing right now.
Yeah, I mean, I could imagine that would be a big blow with the street circuits, because often they've got some pretty good government money going in, because it's almost like a tourist type setup for them. So they could be big issues for you guys.
Yeah, absolutely. I think for us, it's just a matter of making sure that we're conversing and being transparent with all of our partners, and that's why we might need to be prepared to run into the early part of next year.
What about the E-Series, Sean, which I'm watching with great interest, or the build-up to that seems to be a way to stay engaged with your fans, that the supercar drivers will be involved in the E-Series, which will be very exciting. What do you make of all that?
Yeah, look, it's something that we've been working on for a little while, because as a sport, the economics of supercars, 14 rounds is about the maximum that we can do. Obviously, turnaround time, driving around the country, repairing cars. So we knew that we were never going to be able to race 52 weekends a year, as much as we would love to, right? So we've had a media strategy in the works for a while now around creating ratings when we're not racing, and two parts of that around reality programming. So we've got the docuseries coming out tomorrow or tonight, and then we've got the E-Series launching next week as well, and all of the drivers have been great. They've been building kit. I know there's been a lot of work going in, and I'm sure more work will go in. They're taking it very seriously, which is great, but it's going to be good entertainment for our fans. We've got 10 races over 10 weeks. It's our stars. They're in virtual cars, but it's our stars, and we've seen some success overseas from this format, and we're looking forward to it. Hopefully it keeps everybody something to watch.
Yeah, and that's what everyone wants at the moment is entertainment. Half and I have been speaking, Sean, about how this crisis could see things very different on the other side. Are you taking that opportunity to look at how supercars could be different, you know, run over the summer, run more times at night, these sorts of things that you can be potentially innovative moving forward post this?
Oh, absolutely. I think everybody's using this as an opportunity to recut their cloth, if you'll excuse the expression. But we've been working on a Gen 3 platform, which is the next evolution of our car and the underlying engineering of the car. I think this is a good opportunity for us to spend some time on that and look at how much cost we can pull out of the operation of the car, how much cost we can pull out of the operation of the series, and then, yeah, what impact does that then have on format? So we're working through all of that, and that's the upside of having some time to do some strategic planning.
Yeah, because, yeah. I mean, it's one of those things, you lost Holden, and that's not your fault, but that's a reality. The situation with TV rights and now this here, it's a challenging time for the sport, but it's such a popular sport, It's a very, very delicate time.
Yeah, absolutely. We've got a lot of positive momentum coming into this year with our TV ratings and commercial performance. We've got to make sure that when we can go back racing again, we can pick up on that momentum again. Obviously, it's an interesting time for everybody, right? But like I say, we're an entrepreneurial bunch, and we'll come out the other side, and we'll be back to banging doors and trading phones as soon as we can.
Well, I'm sure the motor racing fans around the country, I hope that sooner rather than later, but of course we understand that a fair bit of that is out of your control at the moment, Sean, but always nice to chat about the supercars, and great to touch base with the boss this morning on The Breakfast Club. Appreciate your time.
Thanks for having me, gentlemen.
Good stuff. Anytime. Sean Seaman, the V8 Supercars, or Supercars Australia CEO, with us on The Breakfast Club.
Well, when you think half of, you sort of alluded to it now, no Holden moving forward. Scotty McLaughlin won't stay in the sport much longer because he'll go overseas and drive. It's a challenging time for a sport that is very popular.
Yes.
The TV ratings don't lie, the crowds don't lie. It's a very popular sport, but it's got its challenges like every other sport at the moment.